soleil soit toujours brillant, que le ciel soit toujours bleu, que d'avoir toujours maman, que je sois.
FAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.
Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling facts. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs be rolled up. But still Andre got action. They sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got me.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome to the show. You are tuned in to Soul Audible Detox. This is season 7, episode 4. And we're back from a short little hiatus. Not too long.
Just 1 week, right?
Just 1 week. We had to get it right, man.
So yeah, take three. Took us three times.
It's okay, though. But guess what? It's only 3 minutes after 7. We didn't waste no time.
Yes.
So we could. We got to bring perfection, right? Or as close to it as we can.
Yeah. Close. It's close. Perfection.
That's right.
You want to see some wiggling?
All right, man. Remember, you was a little loose last month, so let's keep you on point.
That's we got to come back. Look, you're right. Yeah. Let me hush. Let me get the Rubik's Cube out to keep my calm.
There you go. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're so glad that you decided to tune in. Again, you are listening to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio, and home of the platform Black Man Healing, Black Man Motivation, Black Man Inspiration, Soul Food for Your Soul. This is Soul Audible Detox. Across from me is my co-pilots. I have a VP right across from me, the fabulous one, and the prayers. So, how y'all doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm on a natural high.
You're on a natural high?
I don't know how I'm feeling today.
You don't know how you're feeling?
I don't even got an answer for that one today.
Well, we're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
You know, welcome to the space. Like
Thank
I
you.
Always say, we always got room for you, too.
I hope so. I need
always.
This room today.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, this is season 7, episode 4. Go ahead, bro.
I was just going to say, I feel like, you know, we've been maybe every week somebody's had a little energy coming in.
But that's okay.
But then we leave nice.
We do.
Real nice.
We leave nice. We get it together, and you know, we do what we do, and you know, it is What's Good Wednesday, What's Happening Wednesday, What's On Your Mind Wednesday. Give us a call at 651-313-5125. Tell us what's good, whatever you're celebrating, if you're going through, if you're not feeling at the best energy that you could possibly be feeling, give us a call. We'll do what we can do to lift you up. Aquarius, I got you.
I need it.
You need it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else is good, sir?
So, you know, had a good,
You was on a trip, right?
I was in,
You was the reason why we had to miss last week.
Yeah. We was presenting a new line for Kappa Alpha Psi.
All right. How'd that go?
It went fantastic, phenomenal.
Okay.
We were in Rosemont, Illinois, you know.
Oh,
I might have said I'm going to Chicago, but that ain't really Chicago.
Okay. It's like a suburb.
It's the burbs.
Okay.
It was a good time.
All right. So,
right this minute, but I got something on that too. So, we'll talk a little bit about that as we get into the story, because there was another interesting conference going on right at the same time, and I had questions.
Okay.
Yeah, questions.
Questions.
Okay.
Was it a questionable event that was going on?
The event wasn't questionable, but the audience was questionable.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I also want to take this time. Like, we've had this beautiful co-host of ours who's been joining us, who's been blessing us with her presence for the last... almost 30 days. She came in a little late in March, but, you know.
Yeah.
And so, are we going to go ahead and, you know, I know you... Sorry, I'm trying to walk and chew gum and check these levels.
You're doing great.
Oh, well, thank you. Are we going to initiate her?
Hayes?
Do I need to be jumping?
Hayes?
Do I need to be jumping?
Did you say Hayes? There's a process, yes.
Okay,
it's time for her to go through the process.
Should that be the question of the night? Should we initiate the fabulous one?
I don't know if I need a process. Everything does not need a process.
Everything does.
Sometimes it could just be paper.
Nah.
We don't have no paper.
No, we don't. We don't push paper.
Shay,
I know you got some paper. Shay, help me out, sis. A process.
We don't push no paper.
Okay. I just want to say that it is. Can I say that it is official?
It's official.
It's official. Is it official, sis?
It's official.
Okay. So we are welcoming and announcing officially today that the fabulous one is part of our Soul Audible Detox family. Now, I just want to preface something. Yes, let's get. There's some femininity.
We need some
in the room.
We need some sound bites, like a clapping. Hit the button and clap.
Okay, I'll work on that. I will work on that. So, you know, hey, I'm doing the best I can.
I know you are.
Thank you. So, I just want to give a little bit of history. Or you know what?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give a little history, and please chime in, sir.
Yeah, do it.
Because there's a connection with you. So, I want to actually say that my connection with the fabulous one, Miss Tamiko, was that she was a longtime supportive listener to us.
True.
Right?
True.
Right?
An active listener.
Active listener.
Active.
Very active listener.
A detoxer.
She was an official detoxer.
Yes.
And so, brought her presence in, has been on the show many times, gives us a perspective from a strong black woman's perspective. And as you will hear in a little bit when we give out flowers, she loves black men.
I do.
So,
can I?
Yeah, please.
As a black woman, I don't want to be strong. Can you say a healing black woman?
A healing?
I'm healing.
Okay, all right.
We don't like to be called strong.
Oh, okay.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I know it seems like it because that's just something like people don't speak about that. But most black women, we don't like to be called strong.
And see, this is interesting. Thank you for that. Because, you know, I believe that, and I'm going to give you some flowers early. I believe that men are usually the more dominant physically strong person, but the mentally strong person is usually the woman, right? That's why y'all outlive us, because we do stupid stuff.
I think the misconception of that, sometimes we have to be mentally strong because we have to, not because we want to be.
True that.
So I actually would go with feminine instead of the feminine black women.
You sure I won't
get
You sure we won't get no? Yeah,
right.
I mean,
right.
So we got
to start watching.
Say that. Yeah. So get people us all in may trouble. Feel that kind of way, but if that's what I want to be called,
okay. So and I did say that you bringing some femininity into the room.
Yeah, so
some smell good. Some,
I think we're moving away from that strong black woman. I think more people are more vocal about it now.
And I can't keep up with all this stuff, bro.
That ain't got nothing to do with all that other stuff. We gonna go.
You are. Look at that Aquarius energy. Look at. You already know.
I am a woman, so I'm feminine. That's all.
Okay. All right. Okay. But anyway, so that's my connection with Miss Tamiko. Bro, you want to expound on your connection with Miss Tamiko? Because it goes a little deeper.
So, Phyllis Wheatley. Start with the our Kappa. Connection to Phyllis Wheatley, and we came in, I don't know how many years ago, was it about 4 years ago?
2020, yeah.
And
during the pandemic.
During the pandemic, was giving lots of turkeys away, and Tamiko was just out there like, let's do this.
Doing what she does.
And
not to be outdone.
Yeah, not to be outdone. And
I'm just
you know, that's her and Kim and Quanda.
Quanda. Yeah.
Hopefully she ain't listening. Man, she got mad at James when he said
Quandra. Well, he got on he said Tamika and Quandra.
Oh, yeah, that was real bad. Anyway, so those ladies really, we've been through some things from a community standpoint, and just good people attract good people, mm-hmm. and like their energy, and so
now we 4 years in,
yeah,
still doing
so that's just,
and let's not forget, how could we not? I don't even know why I didn't lead off with this.
What?
It's that Aquarius energy.
Oh, whatever.
First of all,
here we go with this.
I am an Aquarius. I mean, my energy dope most days. Today it might not be, but most days it is. I'm just a dope individual.
I'm not sure how I need to word this question.
Is Tamiko dope? Is that what you about to... Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe that's not the question.
That ain't the question.
All right. So okay, make sure you keep that on the dome. But before that, so anyways, one of the questions that, we did some research, and one of the questions that was asked is... what will Tamiko bring a different perspective to our show? You all have talked about this as Black Man Healing, Black Man Radio. That does not negate anything. It doesn't change anything. This will always be Black Man Platform first. But as I always say, we have enough room for the sisters, right? We love our Black women, and we love our Brown women. And this is for the Black culture. So, and if you're rocking with us and rolling with us, and you are a non-colonizer, we got room for you too. You just can't sit in the front seat. You got to go to the back.
And you know what? Let me define a colonizer.
Please.
Okay. So you can be white and be a non-colonizer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or you can be a colonizer. And I had somebody share this with me the other day. So I thought, I was like, man, that's pretty simple. A colonizer will say, when you tell them as a Black person, man, me and my kids got pulled over last night by the police. A colonizer will say, what did you do?
Yep.
A non-colonizer will sympathize and be like, man, are you good?
Mm-hmm.
You all right? Tell me the story.
Right.
It's that simple.
I love that. I love that. That's perfect. That's perfect. So if the shoe fits, wear it anyways.
Twice.
Two times. So anyways.
On both feet.
On both feet. So anyways, with that, we want to, VP and I want to officially welcome Tamiko the Fabulous One as the newest addition, the newest co-pilot. She's not the flight attendant. She will be at some times. But
you need to kick up our listenership 10%. Yep. Though.
Yep. First of all, I brought
you did.
People.
She did. She brought people.
I can bring some more people. Yep.
Yep. We need more.
I just put it on my thread.
Okay.
I literally just put it on my thread.
All right. So welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome. You are no longer just a detoxer. You are part of the family. So thank you.
Thank
Come
you.
On, brother.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Welcome.
Thank
welcome.
I appreciate
welcome.
This. I appreciate this space. I appreciate y'all allowing me to be a feminine energy in this space. And to piggyback off what you said, my goal in this position or what I bring to this position, I'm not trying to take away anything from black men. I like that this is a black man space. I love black men. I love black men energy. It's my favorite energy. So why would I want to change any of that? Mm-hmm. I am just thankful that I'm allowed to be in it.
We appreciate that. And with that, you know, being a part of this show comes with work. I know you checking our emails, but that ain't all. We're going to have more for you. But with that, we're running a little late into the show, but that's okay. It's our show. It's how we do things. Usually around this time, we are done with our flowers, but we have a special part of our show where we give out our flowers and our appreciation to those that we love, those that we appreciate. So it is about that time for us to do that. So if
that's the cheer,
I'm going to get the cheer. I promise I will get the cheer. I will get the cheer. So, you know, because we're respectful men, go ahead and go first.
Okay.
Indeed.
Well, hello. I'm the fabulous one, of course. I am going to... I don't have many today. I am going to shout out my children, Adria Marquez. My daughter will be 21 in May.
All right.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm so proud of her because she don't say she's grown. She says she's a big girl now.
Okay.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Shout out to my sororers, Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. Shout out to my line, the Three Cups Sorority, me, Tamiko, Tasha. Shout out to the Pink Ladies under the direction of Miss Pam.
Send me.
Shout out to my esthetician, Tiffany. Shout out to my sister circle in Flint, Michigan. I think Tamika is on. Tamika Latoya. Excuse me, Tamika.
We just call
Landy
her Stevie.
Latoya. If she know I call her Latoya, she would be all over me. Toya, Landy, Tamika.
I messed you up. I'm sorry.
That's right. Come in the middle of my stuff. Don't
worry. Hater.
She don't gotta like Stevie. She don't gotta like Stevie.
She ain't gotta hate him though. She hates him.
Oh, I'm a roll with my sister. You know how to be like, you with her? I am with her.
Right.
That's
right.
The whole second hour is Stevie with her.
Shout out to black men. Again, thank you, VP and Prez, for letting me in this space. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all black men. And that's all I got today.
All right, so you're out.
So I got a lot of... So shouts out to my queen, Shamina. She is a longtime detoxer as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
For always tuning in and listening and calling us the St. Paul Breakfast Club.
We're still chewing on that.
You're still chewing on that.
Hey, I might be violating some things, right? Can we say that? I don't know. Anyway, boss man, don't get us in trouble. Want to say what's up to the PPKs. Want to say what's up to my LBs. Want to say what's up to the new line, both new lines. I think they might actually be listening tonight. That just crossed 4 points on the diamond and all for one. Want to say what's up to the engineer, John Howard.
Hey, engineer.
Hopefully he's feeling a little bit better.
I'm glad you said
he hurt
it.
His leg.
Oh.
Well, he's been having some challenges, and then we kind of had to walk a little bit this past weekend, and that wasn't good. And
is it scooter time?
I feel bad, because I was like, man, just go on the walk, and then
first of all, don't put that on Miss Vanessa.
I feel bad. I wasn't putting on Miss Vanessa.
I'm just saying, now she got to take care of him.
Oh, right. Exactly.
I was thinking about our brownies.
I should call her in the park. Yeah, he's probably still feeling it. Anyway.
Okay.
What up to C. Hayes?
What up,
I think he was in town this weekend. Did he hit you up? But I told him I was going to be out of town. What up to Uncle Todd's? And
what up, Todd?
Hey, Uncle Todd.
My niece and them out there. What up to my sister? What up to my children? Man, I almost forgot them. It's going to be, wait, I am about to, in less than 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, in less than 5 hours, I'm going to have a 30-year-old, y'all. I know you already there. I know you already there.
Welcome to the club.
But I'm about to have a 30-year-old.
Damn.
Man,
he said,
welcome to the club.
I'm about to have a 30-year-old.
And still, when I was just talking about that, he was like, I ain't that far behind, y'all. Now we welcome you to the club.
Welcome me to the club. So, yeah, for anybody, what's up to Shay? Anybody
Shay.
I missed, blame it on my head, not my heart.
All right. So, just real quick, I want to give a special shout out to a new listener tonight that we just met. I'm Vivian.
Vivian.
What's up, Vivian?
Hey, Viv.
Hey, Vivian. I told you we was going to shout you. Yeah, Aunt Viv. Aunt Viv, who is listening tonight for the very first time. We met her around the way downstairs.
We did. Hey, Aunt Viv.
Yeah, so Aunt Viv is listening. This is her first time listening tonight.
Okay. Y'all met her downstairs and just say, hey, come and listen?
Yeah, we met her downstairs.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that.
And we was telling her about the station and everything. And
real
she said,
love.
Yeah, I've been told I should listen. I said, well, tonight is the night.
Tonight is
listen.
The night.
She working here?
Man, you asking too many questions.
My bad.
You put her business all out.
I'm just saying.
She might be incognito.
You got billboards?
No.
You should have played tonight is the night.
I know, right? Like, no, she does. And so, yeah, and she knows a lot of people from the station.
Okay.
And
I said, she have was you name listened? Dropping.
Yeah, she was name dropping. She named her.
To the future program.
Programmers of the year, right here. Right here, Aunt Viv. Right here. We are the 2024 Programmers of the Year. We naming it and claiming it.
Of the year.
Of the year. And you know what? Mess around. We might do it back to back.
Come on, back to back.
Back to back. Like the Chicago Bulls when they beat Detroit.
Wow. I knew you was going to throw some hate in there somewhere. I knew it was too good to be true.
I don't think they actually beat Detroit twice. y'all beat Chicago twice. But anyway, want to give a shout out to my grandkids, Kyrie, who actually just turned 3. A couple weeks ago. Want to give a shout out to my granddaughters, Estherita, Cameron, and Maya. Want to give a shout out to all of my seeds, baby girl, Pootie, Kaleo, DeAndre. Want to give a shout out to the PPKs. Want to give a shout out to Kevin in Oklahoma.
Hey, Kev.
Kevin, we need some barbecue sauce.
I need a whole rib, Kevin. Oh, keep going. I'm
okay,
sorry.
All right. Want to give a shout out to Shay. Want to give a shout out to Karamo, who I believe is listening. Want to give a shout out to anyone else that I forgot. Like VP says, charge it to my head and not my heart. So, cause the memory be going.
Man,
I looked at that thing that you sent me. The dude rapping about
Man.
Over 40.
That's classic, wasn't it?
I loved it. I was cracking up. That was nice. That was nice. So, VP, why don't you tell everybody how can they connect with us? How can they communicate with us throughout the show? And we will talk to them back.
So y'all can hit us up on Facebook. That's our main thing. We are on Twitter. I don't even open the X. I don't open the Xbox no more, but I guess I should start doing that. We are on, we're on all of them, IG, all those things. But you can also give us a call. We really like phone calls at 651-313-5125.
I like when he does that.
Again, 651-313-5125.
Reading upside down.
We'll talk to you. We'll have conversations.
Yeah, we'll holler. Y'all, you know, holler.
And who called us last time?
Karamo.
Cat from Jamaica.
Karamo.
Yama.
Yeah.
Yama.
I'm sure he's probably going to have something to say on this
respect,
subject.
Respect.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I just
it.
Made a
on
comment.
On what subject?
So,
okay. Okay. Yeah, we'll get.
Okay.
I need a little, but let's
No, go
up.
Ahead.
I just need to, I don't know how to word it, but,
okay.
But I got an intro for it.
Okay.
I think once we get the conversation going, then a question will pop up.
So,
kind of like your thesis statement.
Oh, well, right. Before you go on, yeah, I also want to give a shout out to all of our KFAI listeners.
Yes. Hey, KFAI.
Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you for so much for tuning in to our show.
The intro. I
know. Yeah, see? VP even started the show off with y'all first. So, yeah, to all of our KFAI listeners, thank you so much for tuning in every Wednesday. And, you know, they can hear the replay of this show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KFAI 90.3 FM Fresh Air Radio. I think they're still Fresh Air Radio. I believe they're still Fresh Air Radio. So, go ahead, sir.
Somebody out on that's listening to us, send me some brain exercises or some brain work, because again, I find myself do that more and more. Y'all gonna take care of me if I
don't know who
you are? Like I just said, I said KFAI is volunteer running, and then you were like, no, let's do that over. And I was like, what did I do wrong? then instantly I knew I did it wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I was literally reading it. What's wrong? Is that just 53?
It might just be 53.
I think it is, bro, because, like, seriously, like, I lose stuff. I forget stuff.
I mean, I think you sharpen the places you need to be sharp.
Man, I need to.
Yeah, but the mind, that mind, and that stuff be pissing me off. Man, how you hide stuff from yourself?
And can't find it.
How you, like,
I know I put it up.
Not even that. How you look at something and then forgot. Like, I know I just seen it.
Right.
I just seen
that's
it.
That's my keys. Man. All the time.
That's everything. My purse, my key, everything.
My kids be like, Dad, really? Right. Like, just why don't you just hang it up? I mean, why don't you just shut up?
Let me tell you, once you lose your glasses and they on your head or on your face, then you done made it there.
Right there. That's
yeah. So,
okay.
Go ahead, bro.
So, I don't know if anybody. I feel like this is an internet thing, and I was trying to figure it out. So follow me with this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been seeing all these things about men. What is it called? Soft guy era.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
You
so
don't
this soft guy era, where these guys are out here talking about, you know, basically they're talking about women got to take them out. Women got to pay for the bill. Women got to open the door for them.
Shut up.
And I mean, it's a thing right now. I don't know if it's a
thing. It is.
And I'm just like, what is this? And so I did. I Googled it, and apparently it's the response.
Okay.
I don't know if they're being funny, joking with it, or if it's serious. But it's the response to females being like, oh, we're strong, we don't need no man, you know, I'm raising my kids, it's Father's Day for me too, and I'm a mother, that type of energy. So it's the reverse, it's the comeback to that. I don't get it, because I think it's kind of immature, but it's a thing. So this thing led us to what I wanted to kind of be the question of the day.
Go ahead.
And that's submissiveness.
Okay, I like that.
But I don't really know how to word it.
I think once the conversation get going, kind of like your thesis statement, it'll come to you.
Yeah, so I want to kind of say, I want to get into, like,
is this
what
a
submissive...
Go ahead.
Yeah, for both sides. Both
okay,
sides.
It's universal.
What is,
okay, go ahead.
What is submissiveness? What is being submissive? Matter of fact, this is maybe how
there
I'm
going
to do it. What does being submissive mean to you in a relationship?
Do you have access to the Facebook page?
I do.
Okay, so there you go. Put that question out there.
No, I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be taking away your thunder.
But I mean, is the way I worded that make sense?
Yep.
I like
Let me respond to that right quick.
Go ahead.
Because I think a lot of women don't like this word, submissiveness or submissive.
Okay. We ain't going to be changing all these different words and stuff.
No, I think women don't like it because they feel like it means that you're
subservient
or you don't have a voice, and that's not what it means. For a very plain definition, submission means trusting a process without question.
Yes.
Period.
That was a hell of a definition.
Trusting the process. Because if
I... process without question.
If you come to me and be like, Tamiko, I'm going to handle this, I don't have to question you. I'm just going to follow your lead on that because I trust you to do it. So it's following somebody's lead without question. It doesn't mean you don't have a voice. It doesn't mean that we can't talk about it. It doesn't mean that I can't have a say-so in it. It just means that when a decision is made, I'm going to follow that decision without questioning.
I like that. So we will open up. So we need y'all to comment. We need y'all to respond again. Exactly. You can respond to us on Facebook. If you're not following us, go ahead and please follow us. We'll accept your friendship. And that's VP Prez, correct?
Yes, VP Prez.
P-R-E-S.
Yes. So Audible Detox on all platforms. Again, you can just hit up the letters VPPRES and we up there.
Okay. All right. So, and then you all want to go ahead and repeat the question?
Yep. So, question of the night. First question of the night. Get my mic right. What does being submissive mean to you in a relationship?
And the levels are just beautiful. They're just like beautiful. Like, just stay right there.
I like it.
The levels are beautiful.
Y'all so I want to hear somebody else's point of view on this before I go into it.
And you know what? I'd usually ask, you know, before we chime in to get some feedback. So y'all talk to us. We're going to go ahead and take a little small break, give you some time to think about the question. Again, you can give us a call at 651-313-5125. You can hit us up on Facebook. Any other place that they can get to us, if you know the bat number, the side numbers of with VP and Prez, you can do that. Yeah. But anything else, any other way?
Yeah, no. What did we say? We said Facebook. We said okay. Twitter.
And phone number.
Phone number. We said.
What's the Twitter? What's
it's
the Twitter
X now?
X. Sorry.
But we're all getting corrected. I can't keep up. Unmap. Here you go. All right. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for an exciting change and you want to spend your work days helping others, Hennepin Healthcare is hosting a career fair on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hennepin Healthcare Downtown Clinic and Specialty Center on 815 South A Street. Whether you're a new grad, changing careers, or having many years of experience, we welcome you. For more information, open positions, and to register for this event, visit hennepinhealthcare.org/careerfair.
About it, I would do things that I would regret. Trying to get you to understand how I felt for you. I tried real hard time and time again, but I didn't know my love wouldn't grow. I should have just let it go, but I stayed around thinking you would learn to love. And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do to ever undo what you've done. Go, 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 go. You know I should've let you go.
Couldn't do without it. I thought I needed you in my world
to get me back, but
more and more I look out for you. You try to play me like a fool, so I didn't care that love wasn't there. Had to just let it go.
Couldn't
stay around thinking you were learning.
All right, y'all. We're back. If you just joined us, you are tuned in to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio, but you already knew that. And this is Soul Audible Detox with VP, the fabulous one, and the Prez. This is Season 7, Episode 4. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. We have a question of the night, as we do on every episode of this show. And tonight's question of the night is...
I wasn't ready. What does being
the no-look pass just went out of bounds.
Damn. What does being submissive mean to you in a relationship?
Okay. Did you get any comments out there?
I think...
Come on, Calvin.
But how did you know?
Look,
literally.
Come on, Calvin.
As soon as you said that.
Come on, Calvin.
What's up, Calvin?
He said it means allowing your partner or someone to navigate and supply your needs and wants without question. Just let it
facts.
Happen.
Facts. Facts, okay. Cal. Facts.
Okay. And so could that work either way? This particular
yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
I'm just asking.
Absolutely.
I'm just the messenger.
My bad.
All right, you.
We're not jumping on you.
Okay. It felt like it. Like, I felt some energy coming this way, so I just want to make sure.
Absolutely. It goes both ways.
Okay. All right.
So which one of y'all going to chime in on this?
Y'all go ahead. I'm trying to work on something right now.
Let's see. Looks like the engineer got something. Let's see what he got.
Come on, engineer. He know I'll come pick up the brownies, right?
She will come.
We already gave you. Man, yeah, you miss it all. Where is this flower? Here's a question, man.
Oh, my God.
So what does submissive, mean to you in a relationship? So, I think you and Calvin kind of hit it. I think people view it as, oh, that means somebody, you know, a woman's, you got to control your woman or whatever. But for me as a male, it means.
Oh, I got a good question.
Yeah, it means being allowed to lead. And it doesn't mean that I always have to lead. It doesn't mean that I can't follow, but being allowed to lead. And so let me add on to what you guys have already said. That allowance to lead and being submissive also means that if I take us down a wrong path, I don't need to hear how wrong I was. Mm-hmm. I need to still be. That
respected.
Submissiveness needs to still come in and like, that's all right, babe. You'll get it next time. No, you know, we're good.
Because it's a trust thing.
Exactly.
It's a trust thing.
Exactly.
And it's a trust thing that, you know, none of this stuff comes with directions, right? Like, you know, we as men, and I want you to chime in. I want you both to chime in. As men, I hear somebody's phone going off. As men, we can either we're learning from what experience, from what we've seen, what we've been taught, or we're picking it up and trying to change it because maybe what we taught wasn't a positive.
Something I seen.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, something I seen the other day that kind of go with the second part you said. Like, if you choose the wrong role, how people, like the conversation after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see this video of this girl, and she said that something that she learned from her therapist. Shout out to therapists out there. That
as
a woman, if you want to be a man, want to be with a man, you got to know how to speak to the king in him.
Say that one more time.
As if you want to be with a man, you need to learn how to talk to the king in him at all times. Even when you're mad, you need to talk to the king in him to let him know that you still want him to be your king. Even though when you're mad or even when he's wrong, you have to know how to talk to the king in him. And I think a lot of us miss that because when we're mad, you know, we don't know how to fight fairly, you know, or if we feel like you did something. I think sometimes we feel like men cannot make mistakes, and that's not true. And if you make a mistake, you know, now, and I'll say it's the difference. If we talked about this and you picked the wrong mistake, the conversation might be different, but it's still not a blame. I'd be like, babe, we talked about this. I think we should do the other thing instead of being like, you did this wrong.
I don't know if I agree.
So, Let me finish. Now, I said if there was a conversation before and we were going back and forth on what should have did, it's still a way that you can say that and bring it to them. If you come in low, I think that will still be receptive. I'm not blaming you. I'm saying, I would say, maybe I think we should have did something different because I'm a wee person, so I'll let you know that we're in this together. But I'm not going to badger you like you just like, oh, you did this wrong and we shouldn't have done. Babe, maybe we could have made a different decision. If this decision that I just followed along, then I'm going to come in like, babe, you know what? It happens. So I think it just depends on the conversation before. But I'm going to always come in with a we state.
Before you answer this, I have a question. Will you be able to hang on to what your thought is?
Yep.
I just want to make sure because you and I are the same level. So if you need it, you can have it.
Nope, I got it.
So my question for you is, do you feel like in a relationship, you personally, sorry, I'm trying to fix this mic, that you personally allow... You allow your king to lead you, and even if you question the direction that he's leading, how do you handle that?
If I trust you to lead me, I'm not going to question your direction.
But I'm just saying, what if it had, I know there has to be a time where, and maybe
so
I'm assuming.
I don't agree with what you're saying, I'm going to voice my opinion, but I am a firm believer. If you're the man of this house and I want you to be my king, you can override my no, but I can't override your no. Mm. So even if I don't agree, I have a voice to say that. But if you be like, this is what we going to do, then that's what we going to do. Mm-hmm. Even when I tell my children this is a two-yes household, daddy can override my no, but I can't override his no. Because I don't want to lead, nor do I want to be with a man who feel like that I am questioning your judgment. Because if I'm questioning your judgment, then why am I with you?
So I'm going to ask you one more question, and I'm going to let him, let VP respond. Is that something that you learned or something that you were taught?
No, that's something I learned.
Okay.
Because before I wasn't like that. In the beginning, I wasn't like that. With my children, I was, because that was just more I wanted him as a scapegoat. I just wanted him. Well, that's the truth. Like, ask your dad was me. But as I got older and I learned, in the beginning, in my 20s, absolutely, I wasn't like this. I probably got this around 35. And that just came from speaking to other married women.
Okay.
Because as a married woman or a woman in a relationship, you have to be very careful with your friends, because single friends talk from a different lens than women in relationships.
Oh, you get, you just, go ahead.
And your single friends will be like, girl, you can leave him. Your married friends or your friends in real relationships will be like, y'all need to work that out.
I love that, yeah. One more question. Can I get one more question?
Yep.
All right, one more question. Boy, you just serving them up and I'm just like, this is good conversation, though. Really, this is good conversation. Whether y'all paying attention or not, this is a great conversation. Boy, 53 just kicked in. Okay. Okay. So, say that statement one more time. And I think you need to put this in your footnotes at the end. What did you say?
About?
The no. Your no
his
no.
My no cannot override his no, but his no can override mine.
Okay, override yours.
Yes, and most times, I mean,
do you?
Because if I don't trust, for me, if I'm going to be in a serious relationship, like I got friends that, they always be like, oh, you don't know how to be submissive, but you're not my man.
Fabulous, I need to get this in, I'm going to forget it.
What?
So my question to you my question to you is, do you, I'm just being honest.
No, go ahead.
And I'm like you, VP. If y'all got some brain games, food, whatever, let us know. Is there a difference? Because you spoke on two different things, right? Being married and being in a relationship. Do you believe that concept goes for both?
It depends on a relationship. Okay. If you are in a relationship and you're trying to get the marriage, then it's the same. It's the same conversation. If you're just out here dating, then that's something different.
Right.
But if you're in a real relationship, well, let me phrase this: if you're in a real committed relationship,
we're not talking about dating. Yep.
Yeah. If
we're
you're in a real committed relationship,
there you go.
Then it's the same thing, because usually the commitment ends up in marriage. Usually, not
there's
all
a goal.
Times.
There's a goal.
Yeah, but there's a goal. Like, you want to be together forever, whether you're married or not. And if you have that kind of mind state, you talk to your friends different.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
That's fair. I mean, you kind of probably addressed it, but all I was going to say is I still think, though, where I was disagreeing is if we, and probably even more so, if we had a discussion about it and we landed on, in that discussion, and you know, however it is, not we're doing this, whatever, like you said, your no can't override his, but his can yours, and we landed on there, and again, I'm wrong, I'm telling you, as a man, and I'm sure as a woman, you don't want to hear, I told you so. Even if it's positive, being that because we've already had the discussion, somehow we landed on going a different route, that's where it needs to stay.
So, I understand that. So, again, it depends on how we land, because if we're already having a discussion, then I'm questioning this already. So, if I say you can override me, just because you override me don't mean I agree with it. I'm just going with you, because I'm not going to fight with you about it, because I ain't going to win anyway.
To that point, if it ends up being wrong, is that not continuing an argument if you still say, I told you so?
I feel you. And if I go into that and it comes back negative energy, I'm going to stop it right there, because I'm never trying to make anybody feel like they just made the wrong decision all the time, you know. And I feel like even in our situations, it's going to come up sooner or later. We're going to talk about it. But if you're not ready to talk about it then and I start to talk about it, just let me know. Tamika, we don't need to do this. I'm going to be like, okay, I don't want to have unnecessary fights. if you the person I love and you my favorite person, I want to treat you like you my favorite person. Mm. And there's no need to have unnecessary arguments when 9 times out of 10, if you got communication in your relationship, y'all going to talk about this anyway.
Right. True. Okay.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You are tuned in to So Audible Detox Season 7, Episode 4 with VP, the fabulous one, and the prayers here on WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio. What you got out there, sir?
Let's see. I was trying to get back into the Twitter. I did, though. Took me a second. All right. Let's see. Let's see who out here responded.
I need you to get a little closer to the mic.
Here we go.
Yeah,
my bad. Okay. I'm not seeing my screen very well.
Can you turn the light on, please?
You need glasses?
Yeah.
Turn that light
on.
You need glasses?
No.
That sunset was looking kind of dope, though. That sunset was looking kind of dope.
Here's the problem. It doesn't switch. I got so many different. That's part of the problem, y'all.
Because you was on the wrong Facebook?
I was on the wrong Facebook.
That might cause a problem.
Were you on your page?
I'm on there.
Okay.
Shout
out to all
I do
your,
a question on both our page.
You EG fans.
And the other page so that we can, you know, we could get maximum response.
I was confused. EG.
Okay, so Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
What's up, Floyd?
We were created to love. Before marriage, come together with a plan that's going to be effective. What may work for some may not work for others. Being submissive is both knowing each other's strength and challenges and doing what it takes to make your union unbreakable. Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
As the head of my house, I wash and fold clothes, I do dishes, grocery shop, etc. Whatever my wife needs, I provide whatever I need. She provides 20 plus years of strong 100%. That's what he said. So I get his point though.
Okay, Floyd. Okay. Don't drop it. Drop them gems.
Did he drop the mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
He dropping gems. I like it.
Dropping gems. So, all right, we got all positive right now. What, you know, yeah, anybody disagree with that?
Submission, no, I don't. Submission is always an interesting topic. I wish some women would chime in.
Right.
Because I think they have a more issue with it than men. Or when people question it. I talk about relationship stuff. This is one of my favorite topics for relationships and connections and stuff. And so the men who know me, when I say that I'm a submissive kind of girl, they always question it. Like they assume I'm supposed to be submissive to every man in my life. And that doesn't work. That's reserved for my favorite person in my life.
So question for you. I'm going to come back to you. Stay on you.
Stay on me then.
So we just heard what Floyd said. So I want to, for your interpretation, and what does submission, and you can either speak from experience or just speak like from what you assume it would be, right? What does submission from a male look like in a relationship?
For a male in a relationship, mm-hmm. I don't think it's really no different than women because, again, even though you're the leader of the house, it's going to be sometimes that you follow.
Mm-hmm.
It just is, especially if you have a wife and daughters.
Okay, give me some examples.
You know, because when it comes to making decisions for your daughter, 9 times out of 10, your wife is going to make them. And you have to trust that she's making the right decision for your daughter. You know, or if she needs something, like if she needs a new refrigerator, you can't really question that if you ain't the one in the kitchen all the time. Now, if you are in the kitchen together, but you will also know you need a new refrigerator. So it's circumstantial, but definitely if you have daughters or when there is questions about female stuff, you're going to look to your wife or your girl to do that. And that's the most time one man leave, or when your wife needs something, instead of, you know, don't argue with her. Most times, if you love her, you're going to get her what she needs without question. And that's kind of being submissive. I think submissiveness for men looks different than women on the way, you know, the situations. But there'll be times that men will be submissive, too.
Absolutely. So I got some other answers.
Go ahead, bro.
You remember Martin and Dashina Voodoo?
No.
You know him if you see him.
Okay.
So he said Dashina Lockley. Is her, they both went to Central.
Okay.
You know him if you see him. Anyway, he said, you submit to the relationship. Okay. It does not mean doing what you're told every time the others speak. It means what needs to be done takes place or is worked through and is handled by whomever is best equipped to do so, that we can get back to our little line, our little dance.
I like that.
And then wait, this is cute though. Then his wife got the dog dancing, so.
I love a supportive wife. Yeah. I love a supportive wife.
That's cute.
Talk more about that.
I just think it's beautiful when wives support their men. It shows the strength and the leadership that men brings when you have a supportive wife.
Okay.
Because your wife is a reflection of you.
Okay. What else you got out there, bro?
I got a few more. Hold on. I'm responding. Y'all keep what? Okay, say what about a
I said
a
I like supportive wife? Wives because when your wife is supportive, it shows that she has a husband who leads correctly and properly and supports her, so she supports him back. So I love supportive wives. It shows help. That's a sign of a healthy relationship when you have a supportive wife.
It is.
Do we do the weather?
Sure.
Do the weather.
Okay.
We ain't did the weather in a while. Do the weather.
All right, I'll do the weather. All right. All right, y'all. We're going to do the weather. Up next, the smoothest forecast on radio. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 44. On Monday, you're looking at evening showers. 62 degrees will be your high, 43 will be your low. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 57 and a low of 36. And then on Wednesday, it's going to be seasonable. High is going to be 62, low 43. Then Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 65 and a low of 49. And then next Saturday, you're looking at a 40% chance of rain. Your high is going to be 64 and a low of 50. And that is your Soul Audible Detox weather forecast. We'll be right back. Trying to let the people cruise, man.
Yep, right.
Well, let them cruise.
They speak. You know, whenever we come up with the relationship topics, they getting into.
Are you got some comments?
I really wish the women would chime in.
I know. All right, but let's hold them off for the second hour.
Okay.
All right. So, in case y'all didn't know, you can hear the replay of this show every Saturday, I'm sorry, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KFAI 90.3 Fresh Air Radio. And then you can hear the entirety of this show from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. right here on WFNU LP 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio. And if you haven't already, like we show Vivian today, download the app. And we need some oil on this thing.
What's going on with you and that mic?
Man, I'm trying, like, I need a personalized mic. Download the app. And then you can take us anywhere you want. You can listen to us while you cruising. You can listen to us while you on a cruise. You can listen to us wherever.
Right. You can lay right in a bed and listen to us.
That's right. That's right.
You even got to go nowhere.
You don't have to go anywhere.
Or you can be cruising in your car.
Or you can be cruising
in your car. You can be going everywhere.
And you can be going everywhere. See? That's why we do what we do. The dopest duo plus one. Plus a fabulous one.
Dopest duo plus a fabulous one.
Yeah. Hey, I like it.
That's what I put out there today.
A little ring. Okay.
Yeah. I like it. Well, we got 5 minutes.
We got a couple minutes. So we do have a question of the night. What is our question of the night, sir?
Our question of the night, and y'all get ready, put some thought to it, especially the ladies.
Come on, ladies. Hold on.
Men are answering.
Yeah, you know what? But hold on. Hold on, fabulous one. This is the first, and this is good because usually we begging for the brothers to chime in.
Well, that's because it's about submission. Because men know what they want from women.
Well, let's see.
Especially when it comes to submission, like they know how they want women to act. I think the problem is women don't like to submit, you know. And I think part of that is if she don't trust you, she ain't gonna submit. Mm-hmm. That's just it.
That's true.
And also, it ain't something you ask for. It kind of happened.
And can I also add that it is 2024. And so that definite words have different definitions now. So, like, I think when you think about the word submission, and you said it earlier when we were talking, and it may still, for a man, it's like, yeah, you hear they talking about submission. You need to be doing what I say. No, I'm serious. There's somebody out there that's listening.
Oh, there's some response.
Yeah,
like
okay,
that.
See? Okay, no.
There's responses like
that. Okay, but I like what was it Floyd? And a lot of, you know, I'm old listeners, so, you know. Well, I ain't old, but my mind is, yeah.
We get old.
Thanks. She's just giving out my age. Yep. But my proud. Bad. We proud. We don't shame on our age like someone else does.
Wow.
But, hey, you know, if you can throw, you better catch.
I can catch.
Okay. You know, what I was trying to say is that, you know, I think that... what I said, there's some men out there that believe the submission means just that, right? But I also think that we've come into a time now in relationships, like I liked what Floyd said about, and I'm not going to say verbatim, but I'm going to what he said about respecting the relationship, right?
Right.
Feeding into the relationship, right? And that means that I'm going to play my role. I'm going to do what I need to do. And just because I'm submitting to my wife, my partner, my mate, doesn't make me weak.
So let me say this. I don't think the definition of submission has changed. I think what we thought was submission was wrong.
Okay.
Because there's a difference between submissive and being subservient. And what we thought was submission was actually subservient. And those are two different things. And the men that's out here saying, oh, she better do this, oh, she better do that, she better listen to me, those are the men who want a subservient woman, not a submissive woman.
And we're going to talk about that in hour number two.
There you go.
Right? So, all right, y'all. So, KFAI listeners.
Bye.
We thank you. You're a little early. We thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of our show. This has been Soul Audible Detox Season 7, Episode 4. You can catch us here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time here on WFNU LP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio. And again, you can hear the replay of this show every Saturday, the first hour from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KFAI 90.3 Fresh Air Radio. So we will see you all, KFAI listeners, next week. And
next week.
For the rest of y'all, join us on the flip side. We'll see you in a bit.
On the flip side.
sublime, super fine. She was never lying, strutting in the heels or her slides. Either way, eyes on her every single day, week, year. Everyone wondering how she does it with no fear, all that kind.